As internet companies around the country merge, downsize, or go under, tens of thousands of employees have lost their jobs. Commentator Joe Maxi Schreiber, who worked at a small NewYork.com for professional musicians, has found herself among them.
I was laid off the day before my 35th birthday. I knew it was coming, but it wasn't scheduled for another week or so. One day I went into my CEO's office and said, "Should I be looking for a job?" He said yes. He blamed a lot of people and things and said a lot more. But the truth is, he was unable to raise money, and our investors were not interested in investing anymore. So my department and another department were the first to go, as were the majority of the company's management team who had built the product, loved the product, and worked evenings, weekends, and holidays to make sure everything happened on schedule and in style. At the time, I thought this mass layoff of the company's finest was an ironic, great indignity. But now I see it as a blessing. We were relieved of our duties and given a month's severance, while the remaining handful of staff had to continue to work even though the company was tanking and they may never get their final paychecks. My situation was different from those in other companies who have been instantly escorted out the door. I was laid off in the morning and then, because the paperwork was not in order, had to wait until 6 p.m. to leave. I had to fire my department and wait around all day, packing my stuff up, crying, trying not to tell those who had not been laid off what was going on. I realized later that termination is a business procedure just like hiring. How our layoffs were handled was symbolic of how all our business was conducted. Nothing we did was executed in proper business form, so why would a mass layoff be handled with grace and skill? But I have company in my unemployment. All my friends are out of work, too. There are no dot-com jobs, unless you are a programmer or graphic artist, though even my artist friends are struggling. Our new thinking is really old thinking. Return to print. My new mantra is, I want to work for a company that makes money, not one that burns it. But the truth is, I am so exhausted from my old job that for the first 2 weeks of my unemployment, I mostly slept and sat around my apartment in my bathrobe. So I'm in no hurry to sign up again for a big important job too quickly. Just recently, the last remaining employees at my company were laid off, this time at a fancy luncheon. The CEO announced that the company was shutting down, but that everyone still had to come to work. These days, they are absorbed in the task of auctioning off all the computers, office, and kitchen equipment. I'm thinking of picking up some of the bound reference volumes on the cheap.
The comments of Joe Maxi Schreiber, who writes for the website NetSlaves.